Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Free Psychic Readings Wednesday with Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And the phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. One question per caller, please. Don't forget daily readings from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on www.theessenceofsuccess.com. When you go to the website, click on Psychic Readings. If you desire a personal or more intimate readings, go to the website and we will be more than glad to help. Our personal readings are private, just like a doctor, never to be discussed, but with the client who is requesting. Thank you for joining and supporting our show, whether it's around the world in the chat room or on the phone. Let me bring in my co-host, Miss Nina. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our show. Great to be here. I hope you're all doing well. It's Chinooking up here in Alberta, so we finally have some nice warm weather. It's melting away and making everything sloppy, but that's okay. It's warm.
Well, that's good. Yeah, you guys have been below zero. Really cold up there.
Yeah, too darn cold, so it's a nice break. I know it's not fast, but I'll take it. For right now.
I know that's right. Well, I don't have any birthday announcements. Anything from you, Nina?
No, I have no birthday announcements for this week. I believe I'll have a couple for next week. But I would like to just say how proud I am of Evan. Evan is an 8-year-old little boy who I used to look after. He's a special needs little boy, but very bright, very caring, very loving. He is doing the hair massacre up here for breast cancer. So he's dyeing his hair pink, and when the time comes, he'll be shaving it all off for money that people are going to donate to him. So, Evan, I am so proud of you. You rock, little guy.
Oh, amen. Amen. How nice is that, huh? Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Love hearing good news and compassion and human kindness. That's beautiful. And for a youngster, hey, kudos.
Exactly.
Kudos. Okay, well, I guess we are about ready to begin, so let's get our first caller up. Area code 570, you're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Veronica.
Hi, Veronica. How are you?
I'm fine.
Am I saying that right, Veronica?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're doing great, too. How can we help you this beautiful evening?
I just need to know what you see for me.
Or...
Finance, career.
Pick one.
Finance?
Nina, you have to take this for a minute. Be right back.
Are you working right now, Veronica?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I see a job opportunity coming up for you. I know that's not what you asked for, but that's what they're telling me. There's a job opportunity coming up within the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Whether or not you want to take it is totally up to you, but there will be something coming up in the next 2 weeks. I don't know if it's in the, I don't think it's in the field that you generally work in, though.
Okay.
Finances? I'm not getting anything as far as finances go, but if you take a job, obviously your finances are going to improve, right?
Yeah, yes, yes.
I'm back.
I just told Veronica I saw a job offer coming in for her within the next 2 weeks. Finances, I did not pick up on anything.
Yeah, she's working the first week of February.
Okay.
Somebody's going to hire her. She'll be working the first week of February. That's what I see. Mm.
Okay.
And what else?
All right. Mm.
That was it?
That's it. Just my finances and me being able to pay my bills. That was my main concern.
Okay. Well, it's definitely going to improve February. So things will turn around for the better for you. And it's time.
All right.
Yep.
You guys so much.
Oh, you're most welcome. Have the rest of a wonderful week. And thank you for calling.
You too, both. Bye-bye.
Okay. Area code 314, you're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Oh, I love you guys. It's been a while, right? I'm Joni.
Hi, Joni. How are you?
Hi. Hugs and hugs. It sounds like a law firm. Hugs and hugs. I'm laughing through the pain. So basically, what I want to know right now, what's on my mind, is I just lost a friend I grew up with. She passed away January 13th, about 1 a.m. And I miss going because I don't know. I guess she was in ICU, and I didn't know it was that serious. I know she was diagnosed with some lung cancer and so forth. Which is where my heart is right now, kind of, and a lot of stuff's been going on for me. Her name was Jerry, but is there anything else I can tell you or anything you pull up?
Okay. Well, what do you want to know about Jerry? Jerry's fine. She's perfect, but what do you need to know?
That's what I want to know, because I'm thinking about her and kind of like chilling with it right now.
Talk to her whenever you want.
Yeah.
You two are very close. Talk to her whenever you want. She's perfect. She's not suffering. She's nothing. She's brand new. She's better off than
right.
us, okay?
Yeah, I got it. Right.
She ain't paying no bills. She ain't suffering health-wise. Her spirit is beautiful. Yeah. She's doing fine. Talk to her whenever you want. You know, what I would say is, like, give yourself a quiet time, take a deep breath, and think positive, the good thoughts, like, oh, I remember when we ate this stupid cake? You know, you'll feel her presence, but, and bring her in. But, yeah, she's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to take up much of your time on your show, but I miss you guys, and I wanted you to know I was just out here, and I haven't logged in a while, and hanging in there, but it just feels like there's a lot of chaotic energy out here. Like, you know, the car, like I went to the funeral yesterday and then all of a sudden, like the battery went out, everything went out on the highway. It's just, I got combative almost with the police officer because I'm like, wait for AAA. No, but they move the car now. And just, you know, then this happened and that happened. It's just like a continual of like, things happening and putting the fires out and things happening. And then, you know what I'm saying? So,
actually, Joni, I do know what you're saying, and it's happening for a lot of people right now. Take a deep breath, surround yourself in white light, and try and ground yourself a little bit. Before, when you feel yourself getting a little bit upset, just breathe before you say or do anything. Take a couple really deep breaths and then go from there. It's not just you. It's happening to a lot of people.
You know, I haven't called in, Nina, I haven't called into the shows in a while, and I'm just trying to be open because I know we're like in an open sound system right now. But just like I just plugged in, and God bless the first caller, but I'm just kind of like, I hate when you call these shows and someone just is like, you don't even know them, and they just want for that snippet of time, tell me. And I'm just like, there's so much more than just telling the fortune, you know? And so I wish that for people when they call into these shows that it's just a tidbit. I don't know what people expect you to say. What do you see? What are you picking up? What about my love life? What about my finances? I mean, there's so much that we as free will have to do with it, so it's hard. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I'm just like just venting out here with y'all.
That's okay, and I love hearing from you again, Joni. It's really nice to hear from you. You should pop in more often, either
I will.
But I want private.
I'm going to reach out to you on a private note, and we'll go from there. Okay, Linus? We haven't yet, and I want to. So, Nina, I love you. Yeah, I know she's a little side gear, but it's been frustrating ever since the election stuff. I'm just being honest, and it's just weird. It's been tilted real bad.
Well, now, as far as the election, let me tell you something. Who do you think is in charge of this earth? It ain't Trump.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
I know there's
so
a bigger
reason.
He can
only do so much. Yes,
right,
it could affect
right.
us. But above all, who has the power to control what goes on this earth is God, Source, highest good, whatever you want to say. That is the perspective that is in control, or the energy and vibration that's in control. So Trump can only do so much. Yeah, he's a challenge. Lord knows that. True. I didn't vote for him, but I know
worse,
that whatever he puts down, I can get through it.
Okay. Okay, that's cool. It's just you feel like that real right-wingy thing, like they just like feel like you just it takes your breath away, so to speak. And I know we're walking in that door, and what it is, whatever it is, no matter what it is, no matter what you tweet, no matter what it is, we're going towards it. They're not going to stop it. So, but you feel like you're going towards that, and like we're in all against your will as a dysfunctional marriage or something abusive, and we can't get out. And I know we have to breathe through it, and I know what you're saying, but it is tilted, you know, like I'm off kilter since that. So,
oh, yeah, there's definitely a shift change going on right now. Remember, all nine planets are direct until February 7th. So, yeah, there's definitely a shift change going, but I just don't want people to get buy into the negativity.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
I
don't buy
you.
Into it. It's like, you know who you are. You know what you're about. You know where your power comes from. So no matter what, you will survive. We have before, and we will again.
I know.
This is just a little bit more challenging than what we've had to deal with in most elections. I grant you that. But
you're kind of like observer, third party, like up and away from it, and you're kind of going, you watch it, and what they're going to try to take away from everywhere we move forward, and there's nothing – you know, you can let that go, but it's all, you know, in the knowingness that it's all because you're trying to, like, expose blah, blah, blah. So it's just hard to be through it and kind of zip it up and not have that support. But anyway, I'm rambling, and I love you all, and I will get
love you too,
you woman, you know what I'm saying? Nina, your little sidekick. But I love you guys. Even I don't know you, just feel me. Okay, babies.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller. Area code, and I got to run the bathroom again. Area code 901, you're on the air with Nina.
Oh, I'm listening. This is Anna. I'm listening.
Well, Anna, talk to me.
I told Linus about my dream last night. I was invited to an event, but it was a Christmas tree there, And I was also dressed in red, so I don't know if it could be a Valentine's event or what, because I was invited by someone that's already crossed over, has been deceased. So I don't know where to go with this. Too many symbols for me.
Oh, that's a lot of symbolism, isn't it?
Too many. So I was just wondering if Spirit is telling you guys anything about an event for me coming up.
Oh. Okay, I'm back.
I was telling Neil about my dream, Lance.
Oh, okay. And what was her interpretation?
Well, she's thinking about it.
Thinking about it. I'm not coming up with too much here other than I don't think you're going to be invited to an event. I think there's something else happening.
Okay. All right.
Okay, there was red. The red
dress,
right?
Okay. What's a red jacket, actually? Actually, what's a red jacket? And my family, my closest family was there, like my nephews, my brothers, my sister.
Okay. And there was, you said a Christmas tree, so I'm going to assume that was a green Christmas tree, right?
Right. But it was one that I was collecting to be put up, not, you know, stored away, not one that was going up for decorations, but one that was going to be saved for storage.
Well,
I'm going to go with,
too many symbols for me.
I think it's a Valentine's Day celebration because red is a celebration and it's a high energy color. So Valentine's is the next holiday coming up, so I feel like something around that could be. She's probably going to have a companionship. Somebody's probably going to take her out for Valentine's Day.
I can't remember the actual name of the song, but everyone was just singing the song of love. So that just come to me. So I can go with that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Nina.
There is going to be a celebration, and it's going to touch your heart. So and because of the family aspect of it, I'm picking up something to do with a family celebration.
Yes. Thank you, ladies.
That's about all I'm not picking up a date, but I am picking up somebody that will be at that celebration that you will like to get to know better. Put it that way.
Oh, okay.
Now that's possible,
right.
Too.
Yeah, that's quite possible. It is quite possible.
That's what I'm picking up from the colors.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
I still feel it's a celebration of some type. But that's the only one I could think of was Valentine's Day because it's coming up. But it could be a celebration within the family, like you said too, Nina.
Yeah, I think it's a celebration of the family. There'll be other people there, obviously. And because of this, Anna is going to meet somebody.
All right.
Hey.
Thank you, ladies, so much.
Hey. All right.
Okay.
That's it. Okay, I'll leave you on. I won't delete you. Okay. Anybody in the chat room?
Nope, just Anna.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't have anything to talk about tonight. Oh, my goodness.
I wish this the show of ours would get more people in my area because, yeah, darn it, I'm needing some more kids in my life.
Yeah.
My income is dwindling down to just about nothing right now, and it's making things a little difficult.
Mm-mm. Do you think because of the economics?
Oh, I know that's why it is. I know for a fact that doesn't help things, though. You know, other people be self-employed, of course, I don't get employment insurance, so, yeah, I got nothing to fall back on there, which is rather too bad, but the universe and God have provided before, so they will continue to do so. I know that for a fact. It's just a little rough letting go of the reins and the fear that I know everybody suffers.
Yeah, sure. Well, I don't have anything to talk about. I'm all good. I mean, everything is good for me right now, so I have no complaints or not even anything to ask about, because anything I want to ask, I already got the answer. So, yeah.
Well, life is good, Lennis. We woke up this morning, so life is good.
Amen.
But you know what I'm going to say? Well, I think we're going to just have to close the show, and we will be back on Sunday.
Sounds like a winner to me. Okay.
All right.
Here, I'll start the music. So we will see you on Sunday, and thank you for joining us, listening to the show, and we expect Sunday to be 50 callers, okay? No doubt. I'm just throwing a big number out there. 50 callers and 25 people in the chat room, huh?
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Well, good night, everyone.
Wait. Okay. We got one. Just stopped in. Real quick,
okay.
Nina. 856. Let me stop the music. 856, you're on the air with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Hello. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you two doing?
Terrific.
I'm glad I caught you before you went off the air.
Yeah, you just did, too. good show. What can we answer for you today, young lady?
I have been looking for work, and I'm not having any luck. I mean, I've submitted some, you know, for some contracts. The other day, I found out that a couple jobs that were permanent full-time jobs, those opportunities fell through for me. So I'm hoping you pick up whether or not you see me getting a job soon, I hope.
Is there some confusion or misunderstanding as you are filling out your applications?
No.
I'm getting a headache and it's paperwork. So that to me is you're filling out applications. Are you answering everything as honest and correctly as possible?
Yeah, I haven't.
Okay.
I've submitted. No, so there's. I just didn't get called in for an interview. I've had phone interviews, but I'm not getting calls for in-person interviews.
Okay. Are you only looking at permanent? Are you also looking at temporary work as well?
I'm looking at temporary. Yeah, I just submitted yesterday, or actually a couple of days ago, for contract opportunity.
Okay. Wow. I'm not picking up anything on you. It's just blank. Nina, are you picking up anything on Laura?
What I'm picking up is I can't understand why you don't have a job already.
Me too.
Like,
I don't understand why she's not working.
Yeah, I don't either, because you should be working. I think what it is maybe one of the ones that you think you didn't get is going to come through for you.
Well, two of the opportunities were permanent jobs, and I got emails a couple of days ago that I was not. They decided to go with a different candidate, so they weren't going to bring me in for an in-person interview.
Okay, when you have your interviews, do you leave a thank you card afterwards with the employer?
I've gotten phone interviews, so I always send thank yous. And I sent the thank yous directly to the people that were doing the phone interviews with me. There was a job that I had two phone interviews, and I sent the thank yous, each separate thank you, to the there was two people I interviewed with. But they did not have the professional courtesy to reply back to me. They had their HR person respond back to me, and they waited like 2 weeks to get back to me to let me know that they were moving on with a different candidate. So I thought that was kind of rude, because I also look at the way I'm treated by companies, and if you can't even have the decency to reply back to me or to, you know, thank me for the interview or you know, because I sent the email to the HR guy asking for their email, and he didn't reply back to me. So I had to do some digging on the internet to come up with your email addresses, which I did on my own, and I sent thank yous to them. But it's like, I don't understand with today, the way people do things today. There's no professional courtesy anymore. It's just, there's that personal touch, it's just gone. And I want to work for a company that respects the people that work for them, and I want to work for someone that I can respect and will respect me back. So it's probably a good thing I didn't get that job, because I don't like the way I was treated. But I honestly am looking for I would love to get a permanent job with the right company, with the right people. But until then, I need something to tide me over, like a contract, so I can pay the bills.
Only thing that came through was unexpected job. Now, what that means, I don't know, but they just said an unexpected job. So
yeah,
somebody's going to call you. When, I don't know, because they're not giving me a time frame.
No, that's what I'm getting too, Lennis, and that's why I said I'm surprised you're not working. So there is something coming.
Okay. Do you think it's a contract, though?
No, I'm not picking up contract.
Me either. I'm not picking up on contract. I believe this is permanent job, but it's unexpected. So as you're looking and putting in applications, something's going to come up unexpectedly. Hopefully it's good for you, because I feel permanent. That's the only thing. I don't feel salary or any of that, but I feel permanent.
I've had a real issue with getting even brought in for a permanent interview, because I have been a contractor for so long, and it seems like it's a stain almost, because you have short-term contracts and they think you're a job hopper, but you're not. You're a contractor. That's what you do. But so it's like next to impossible for me to even get pulled in for an in-person interview for a permanent job. That's why I was so excited when I had the two phone interviews with the one company. I thought, oh, finally, I've got a company that's going to see beyond the fact that I'm a contractor.
Well, we're both telling you, you are going to get a job. It is permanent, but it's unexpected. So believe in that. Believe it's going to happen, and it will happen.
Okay. You don't have a timing on that, though.
No, I don't.
No.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I do appreciate the reading.
Okay. Wishing you the very best. And it will happen. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Next caller, area code 111. Who's this?
Hi, this is Bridget.
Hi, Bridget. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Terrific.
Good. My question is about moving. I was given a deadline date, and I don't want to put too much emphasis on that, but more so on the right opportunity coming along. What do you see for that?
And moving, the right opportunity, you mean where you're moving to is going to be a good thing for you?
Yeah, finding, yes, exactly.
Oh, you haven't found a place yet. You're looking.
No.
You're in the process?
Right. Yes, yeah.
So what you want to know is where you're moving to, is it going to be a good move? That's your question?
Yes. Yes, and I have something, I have a meeting with someone on Saturday, so in a few days here, and I'm wanting to really, I guess my more immediate question is I'm wanting maybe some input with that situation, that living situation and the person.
Okay, I'm confused. Come back.
I haven't seen, I have not seen the person yet. I have not seen the place yet. Just we had one conversation, and it's kind of an unusual conversation. It's kind of a domestic partnership conversation. And it's, I want to kind of get the energy around that before I actually go and sit down with this person.
Okay, give me the person's first name. Let's go
Ray.
From there and find out if you even should be around this person. Go ahead.
Right. His name is Ray.
Okay, that's enough. We don't want the last name. Okay, Ray. Desperate, lonely, heartbreak, intense, looking for love, very desperate, depressed. Jesus, they're coming through on this guy. I don't think you should make that move.
Okay.
Not with him. He's
right.
Got too many issues that he needs to resolve, and you're not the one. You're not the mother. You're not the nurturing. He needs to deal with some issues himself. And
right.
I think if you two got together and you lived together, you're going to feel like you're in a void, like that's a move you shouldn't have made. And he's needy. I'm picking that up. They're telling me right now he's a real needy individual. I don't know if you like being around needy people or not.
No, that doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I got desperate, depression, is looking for love. He definitely wants to be in a relationship, but he's got some issues to deal with himself. And to be honest with you, Bridget, I don't feel comfortable with you and him living together. There's something
right.
about that over there that I don't feel comfortable, like, yeah, okay, you have understanding about the meals or whatever, washing, and but when you sleep at night, there's something there. I'm not saying he's going to rape you or anything like that. Just something is not coming together for me.
Yeah.
For that end, for you to spend the night there, or not just spend the night there, to be there as a couple, just it's not, no.
Right. I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah.
So
moving, now I do see you moving. I see a brick house. It's one level. It's small. It's a two-bedroom, one bath, or bath and a half. And the rent is really good on it. It's like a duplex. So the rent is really good. And that even, they're showing me this little house. Oh, I say a house, but it's a duplex. And you have a dog. You have a dog with you, a small dog, when you move there. So I don't know if you're into animals or not, but I see an animal with you, a little dog.
Okay. Is that coming up pretty soon?
It can come up in February.
Oh, wow.
Start looking the end of the month. The last week of this month, start looking, and you could move in around the 1st of February. I tell you, the rent's cheap.
Wow.
They're showing me $800 for the rent. But it's two-bedroom, one-and-a-half bed. Huh?
Okay, so is it in the local area?
Yep. You don't have to go far.
Okay.
The furthest out they're showing me is 10 miles. But I saw the number five. So from where you're at now, it's not going to be past 10 miles, but it might be 5 miles away from where you're at right now.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Yep.
Yeah, this other move would mean that I would have to be much further away. Yeah. Okay.
Also, it's an older couple that owns this duplex that own both sides of the building. And so that's why the rent is cheap, because I think it's already paid for, and they're just making a little profit off of it. That's all.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's why the rent, because they're showing me $800 a month, which is good, really
yeah.
good for a two-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath. That's very good.
That's unheard of.
Small yard. You got a carport. I see that to the left of the side, to the right? Left. To the left of the sidewalk is a carport.
And do you see, what was I going to ask you? Do you see how I'm going to find this?
Paper. Either through the paper or, and Craigslist just jumped up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Craigslist just jumped up, so.
Yeah, I do. I go through that. I use that.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's what came up with Craigslist. Not long. You should be in your place in February. Like I said, it's an older couple that own it, and they'll work with you. They'll work with you. Yeah. Good people. I feel good about them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I certainly could use a miracle.
And I keep praying. Miracles happen every day.
Yeah. Thank you, God.
That's a miracle to happen, that by the 1st of February, you'll be in your own place, safe and sound.
Oh, how nice. Oh, that sounds so good.
Of course.
All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to hold peace for that one.
Okay, let us know, Bridget. Be glad
we'll
to
do.
Hear.
Thanks.
We're wishing you the very best. Oh, you're most welcome, and have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful week. Okay. Miss Anna, anybody in the chat room?
Let me just see here. Anna's checked in, signed in, and that's it.
Okay, the music going.
All right.
If there's no other callers, we are signing out. Thank you, everybody, for joining the show today, whether you're in the chat room, on the phone, listening around the world, on your iPad, tablet. We appreciate it. We'll be here on Sunday at 3 p.m. That's our big show of free psychic readings. So please call in and let us know how you're doing. And if there's validation, please call in and let us know that. And just for a general reading, hey, we're here. And remember, Monday through Friday, Nina and I are available from 11 in the morning till 7 at night for one-on-one readings. Okay? All right, Miss Nina, I'm going to say good night. Have a pleasant rest of the week.
You too, Venice. Good night, everyone.
All right.